Mr. Karzai described talks with Ambassador Holbrooke as frank, detailed, and fruitful, and said he looks forward to working with President Obama on reviewing U.S. strategy in the region.
I'm very, very thankful that President Obama has accepted my proposal of Afghanistan joining the strategic review of the war against terrorism in the United States. And accordingly, an Afghan delegation headed by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Spanta, will visit the United States.
Richard Holbrooke has been meeting with an array of lawmakers, officials, and analysts in Pakistan and Afghanistan on what U.S. officials have described as a fact-finding trip. During his visit to Pakistan last week, officials there announced that they, too, would participate in the U.S. strategic review. Holbrooke's trip is expected to help shape recommendations for changing U.S. policies in Afghanistan and Pakistan that have failed to counter the Taliban or shore up the two countries' U.S. allied governments. Holbrooke's visit to Kabul also follows months of criticism that Afghanistan's problems are partly due to President Karzai's failure to stem government corruption and strengthen state institutions. The rampant government corruption has become a prominent issue as Afghanistan prepares for presidential elections. The polls had been expected to be held this spring, but last month, election officials said they needed more time for preparation and scheduled the vote for late August. The announcement angered Mr. Karzai's political opponents, who had lobbied for an earlier date. Under Afghanistan's constitution, Mr. Karzai's presidential term ends May 21st, and his opponents say Mr. Karzai should step down as president after that date. Ambassador Holbrooke endorsed the August election timetable without commenting on the controversy over Mr. Karzai's presidential term.
We stated our strong belief that the Electoral Commission's decision to have the election on August 20th was appropriate in the context of the conditions in Afghanistan today.
During Sunday's appearance before reporters in Kabul, Mr. Karzai also praised a recent agreement between Afghanistan and the U.S. military that aims to increase the role of Afghan forces in conducting raids and house searches. The agreement is aimed at reducing civilian casualties, which have become a source of contention between Mr. Karzai and foreign troops. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Kabul.